Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined this segment by Erie County GOP Chairman Michael Crocker. Michael, good morning, or good afternoon, sorry.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you after a difficult Sunday night Bills loss?
It's a difficult one, Michael, but I was telling myself after the Eagles lost, I was like, the NFL's not going to allow the Bills to be the only undefeated team. I think it all ends tonight, and you know, the Bills just came out very sloppy.
Well, it was a late night in Orchard Park, but got to dust it off and move on.
Move on and hopefully take it out on the Falcons before a much-needed bye week.
Sounds like a plan.
Michael, let's start in Washington and make our way back to Erie County. You overlooking this government shutdown, I'm sure you've talked with a few people in D.C. What do you think about the talking points from the other side, and what do you think will eventually come of this?
Well, I think first things first is, you know, this is the Chuck Schumer shutdown. Anybody wants to say this is a Republican shutdown should look at the votes. Not only is every Republican voted to keep the government open in both the House and the Senate, but several Senate Democrats joined with Republicans to keep the government open for the short-term spending bill so that we can continue to fund essential services, keep our veterans getting the services that they deserve, keep our borders secure. But Chuck Schumer and the Senate Democrats have voted to shut the government down, and they're claiming it's about health care for the American people. But it's really about two things. It's about the fact that Chuck Schumer is terrified of a primary from AOC, and they want to include language in a spending bill to give free health care benefits to illegal immigrants. We don't get, you know, most hardworking Americans have to pay ever-increasing health care premiums. But Chuck Schumer and Congressman Kennedy and Democrats in Washington want to hold the government hostage so that they can give free health care to illegal immigrants, non-U.S. citizens. Wouldn't every one of your listeners love to have Chuck Schumer and Tim Kennedy fighting as hard for them to get free health care? But no, they want to give it to non-U.S. citizens.
Yeah, it's amazing how 6 months – right, Democrats 6 months ago, Chuck Schumer was all signing on onto it. They passed the continuing resolution, and now it's as if Chuck Schumer feels the threat of a primary and is really doing this in his own self interest.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of the Zohran Mamdani effect. You see, a Democratic socialist winning a competitive primary in New York City, and every Democrat in New York State took notice of that. And certainly after Chuck Schumer last agreed to help keep the government open and vote for a spending measure, short-term spending measure, so that we can continue to negotiate on key policy points, he had a revolt from inside the socialist flank of the Democratic Party and is now, I think, done an about phase because he's getting ready for the 2028 elections already. He's thinking about AOC. And you're hearing reports that AOC is meeting with senators in her office, leapfrogging her leadership and quarterbacking the shutdown strategy. And Chuck Schumer is going along with it because he's a career politician who cares more about protecting his seat in the U.S. Senate than looking out for the American people.
You know, Michael, I never thought that the thing we'd be arguing about would be illegals getting health insurance and attempting to prevent crime. And it seems like those are the two hills the Democrats are fighting on. It just seems crazy. There's a lot of other things that I can understand a disagreement. This is one I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a strategy that doesn't seem to be working out for them at the ballot box, as they've been tossed out of the White House and have Republican majorities in the House and the Senate. But this is where their base is driving them. And unfortunately, the adults in the room in the Democratic Party are too afraid to stand up for the extremists in their party and are allowing them to dictate the agenda. And the American people are paying the price for it. I mean, this shutdown is unnecessary. Congressman Langworthy, President Trump, all want to keep the government open, all want to make sure that we can meet our basic obligations to the American people. But for politics and for free health care for illegal immigrants, Chuck Schumer and Congressman Kennedy have decided to shut the government down to demand that Republicans cave. But that's not going to happen. This president is not going to sign a spending bill that puts illegal immigrants ahead of the American people.
Now, you mentioned Zohran Mamdani down in New York City, and, you know, a lot of people are drawing similarities between Mamdani and Sean Ryan, and that is the election in the city of Buffalo that a lot of people have their eyes on. Michael, what can you tell us about the campaign trail?
Yeah, well, we've got Commie Mamdani in New York City and Socialist Sean here in Buffalo, but we've got a great opportunity to stop that from happening this November in what I think is one of the most competitive mayoral campaigns between a Republican and a Democrat in a very long time here in this community. James Gardner is running a terrific effort to become the next mayor of Buffalo. He's running to make Buffalo safer. He's running to make Buffalo more affordable. He's running to make Buffalo more prosperous. He's meeting with communities that the Republican Party hasn't spent time with in a very long time. And I think that's a great way for us to help grow the party. And it's also something that I think Donald Trump showed us in the 2024 elections, that if we show up in places where we haven't campaigned in a long time with a message that voters are open to, we can win in these communities. So I give James a lot of credit. He's been in every neighborhood in the city of Buffalo talking directly to voters. And Sean Ryan really is nowhere to be found. We have press, you know, I've been at several James Gardner press events where he's standing in front of the media taking questions until they're done. And I ask afterwards, where's Sean Ryan? And they can't find him. You know, he showed up at a rally with Congressman Kennedy today, but I didn't see him make himself available to press afterwards. He's been ducking debate. So he's going to try to run this, sleepy campaign to make sure voters don't know that there's a choice. But James is working very hard to give them a real alternative to the decades of failed leadership we've had in Buffalo.
Yeah, I have to say, when James was first announced, I thought, you know, it's just a name on the ballot. But I have to say, he has been running a heck of a campaign. And to your point, I mean, anytime there's something going on in the city, you see him in front of a camera, he's on, you know, the news. And Sean Ryan was missing in action for, I think, the entire summer. So I gotta give it to James Gardner. I think you guys are running a great campaign. And, you know, before we were talking with you last segment, there's an article in the paper about Doug Jamal and his frustration with Buffalo. I mean, when you look at this election, I mean, wouldn't Sean Ryan just be an election for the same old status quo that we've known for too long now?
He is absolutely a status quo candidate, if not worse, so that he might be even further the left and less friendly to the economic prosperity of the city than any mayor we've seen so far. And, I think that's a very scary thing. As you walk around downtown Buffalo, in the heart of downtown, you see a lot of empty restaurants, empty storefronts. I was just talking to somebody where you'd say, if you got dropped off at a hotel right in downtown Buffalo and started walking a couple blocks to try to find something to eat, you can't find anything. Now you go out into the residential parts of the city, they're dirty, there's crime, there's quality of life crimes that make people feel unsafe in their neighborhoods, and nobody wants to open up a business or buy a home or send their kid to school in a community where they can't feel safe. So James has made public safety the top priority of his campaign, because until we fix that problem, we're not going to be able to solve the other big problems that this city faces. So I give James a lot of credit for taking on a very, very tough race. He knows the task that's in front of him, but he's working very hard, working very smart, and spending a lot of time in communities that are receptive to an alternative to the decades of failed leadership from the Democratic Party.
Obviously, that election will be spending a lot of time on in the next month. In Amherst, you also have, it's going to be a new supervisor regardless, but, it seems like a lot of momentum with the Republican Dan Gagliardo going into this final month.
Yeah, speaking of hard chargers, Dan Gagliardo has been nonstop since petitions hit the street in February. He is all over Amherst, knocking doors, meeting with businesses, talking about the important issues in Amherst. And again, you look at the past leadership that includes Sean Lavin, deputy town supervisor, as much as he wants to brand himself as a fresh face. He is a part of the town board that introduced an 11.4% tax increase on the people of Amherst. I grew up in Amherst. It's my hometown where my family lives. And that is a tough pill for the people of Amherst to swallow, 11.4% in just 1 year. And that is the Lavin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Plan. That's what he has put on the people of Amherst. So Dan is running to give people a real alternative, somebody with business experience who understands what it takes to run a successful business in the town of Amherst. And I think you're going to see some really interesting results in a town that we haven't had success recently. I think that's going to change this November.
Looking at countywide elections, now a lot of there's a lot of legislator seats up, but it's just a 1 year term, correct? In these county elections,
yeah. Barring any news out of the Court of Appeals on the local elections lawsuit, we expect these will be 1 year terms, and the entire county legislature will have to run again in 2026.
Now, the comptroller's race is also up. You have Kevin Hardwick and Christine Czarnecki. How's that race going? We checked in about a month ago on that one. We'll be doing it again, obviously, in a few weeks. But how's the comptroller's race? How are you looking at that?
I think it's important for people to know that this is a critical election this November. The comptroller's office is a very important office. It's supposed to be the taxpayer's watchdog. It's the elected official who's looking out for taxpayers' pocketbooks. But right now we have a comptroller in Kevin Hardwick who looks out for Mark Poloncarz in the Erie County Democratic Party. He does not care about taxpayers. He cares about protecting Mark and going after Mark's political opponents. All of his audits have been against John Garcia and Mickey Kearns. No substantive audits in 4 years into the county administration. Because at the end of the day, Kevin Hardwick is not there to serve the taxpayers of Erie County. He's there to serve Mark Poloncarz, and he's there to serve Democratic Party headquarters. Contrast that with Christine Czarnecki. She's a fresh face. She's a professional accountant, 25 years of experience running an accounting practice, helping small businesses and families manage their finances. She's pledged to bring transparency to the office and get the politics out of the controller's office and bring professionals in. And I think that's something that this county desperately needs. And I think it's healthy to have a check on the county executive, regardless of your party affiliation. The comptroller is supposed to be a check on our county government. And right now, the floodgates are wide open. Mark Poloncarz is able to do whatever he wants with no oversight because Kevin Hardwick is not there to hold him accountable. He's there to watch his back.
Are you following the story in the old county hall where the county executive wants to put the Buffalo News right in the middle of Mickey Kern's office?
Yeah, I think it's preposterous. I think this is a punk move by Mark Poloncarz, who's made no secrets that he's got a beef with Mickey Kearns. And it's, you know, if you want to have a space for the Buffalo News, you've got some agreement to house them, that's fine. Why doesn't Mark Poloncarz put them up in his office? He spends all of his time outside of Erie County anyway. So it seems to me that there's a whole bunch of vacant space on the 16th floor of the Rath building that could very comfortably house Sandy Tan and the Buffalo News. Why you would take away space that's being actively used by the clerk's office? Even Mike Kane, the district attorney, raised objections to this on your program. But the reality is this is about Mark weaponizing county government against his political opponents, including Mickey Kearns. And we have no controller to call him out for it. But again, I would suggest if you want a very nice space, palatial space for the Buffalo News, put him in Mark's office because he's not using it.
Michael, let's go to the South Towns. Hamburg, there's a supervisor's race, and it's on the ballot, a two-way race, but there's also a write-in candidate. How are you viewing that election for a new supervisor in Hamburg?
Yeah, I think it's an incredibly important race. Beth Farrell has been a part of bringing common sense leadership back to Hamburg. This was a town that was being led by a far-left town supervisor in Randy Hoke and a town board that was willing to let him do whatever he wanted and spend and tax the people of Hamburg. And Beth Farrell led the charge to bring balanced government back to the town of Hamburg. She's a terrific public servant, somebody who cares about the seniors and veterans and taxpayers in Hamburg. And I think it's also an important election as we look to 2026. We have an opportunity to elect a Republican supervisor in Kathy Hochul's hometown on the eve of her reelection efforts. And I think that would be a great thing for this community to send a message to our governor that even her hometown of Hamburg is sick and tired of the failed politics of the Democratic Party. And they would in turn also receive a terrific leader as their town supervisor in Beth Farrell. So a very important election, one that we're watching very closely. And I've gotten to know Beth over the last few years. She's a woman of integrity. She's a terrific leader. And she truly cares about the people of Hamburg.
Michael, you have in Hamburg, you have the guy who lost in the primary running a write-in campaign. Now, you as the chairman, how do you handle something like that? You know, in Amherst, Dennis Hoban, you know, he got off the ballot. He says this is a two-man race. I'm getting off the ballot to help Dan out. When you don't get that kind of support from the primary candidates like you do like in Hamburg, how do you handle something like that?
Yeah, listen, I think it's unfortunate. I think it's an opportunity for this individual to try and play spoiler to help the Democratic Party. That's the only beneficiary in this situation is a Democratic candidate that's not working, but will be the beneficiary of somebody trying to play spoiler. At the end of the day, the Hamburg Republican Committee chose to endorse Beth Farrell. Then there was a Republican primary, and the Republican voters chose to elect Beth Farrell as their candidate. And I think it's important that in a democratic process, we respect that. So he had an opportunity to appear before the voters. The voters spoke and they chose Beth. And I think it's something where now we should be unifying. And unfortunately, someone's chosen to try and drive a wedge in town. But I think the voters know Beth. They trust Beth. They know that she cares about the issues that matter to them. And that'll ultimately be the deciding factor in this race. And I believe she will be the next town supervisor in Hamburg.
Now, we know Election Day is a month away, and then you've got midterms next year, county executive up in 2 years. When does the interview process for that start for you, Michael?
Well, it's something I think about every day. In my role as county Republican chairman, it is certainly one of the most important elections we have. It'll be here before we know it. So you know, we're already talking to candidates that are interested in the position. A number of talented folks have come to me and expressed their potential interest in running. We're in the process of putting together, a recruitment and review committee of a mix of business leaders, community leaders, elected officials, and party folks to consider the vetting. But that process has to start now. It's a huge race. It's a huge county. It's a seven-figure campaign. So it's not something that we can wait until February of 2027 to begin. And if Mark's true to his word, he's not running for re-election. So it'll be the first time we have an open county executive's race since 2003. So it's been a while.
Yeah, 2011. Oh, no. Yeah, you're right, 2003.
I was an incumbent.
Yeah. I will say this, Michael. I would not take that bet to any sports book.
That Mark's going to keep his word?
Yeah.
Well, you know, when he's president of the United States, maybe he won't care so much about being Erie County executive. But, he certainly walks around acting like a candidate for something. I think, you know, at the end of the day, he's out there raising money and he's out traveling. I think it's mostly to feed his ego, but at the end of the day, he has made a commitment to the taxpayer. He told everybody in the midst of all the scandal in the 2023 election, he said to everybody, this is going to be my last term, and I think voters are going to remember that. So whether he makes good on his commitment not to run or he runs and the voters remind him he said this was it, I believe we are nearing the end of Mark Poloncarz having his name on the door on the 16th floor of the Rath Building.
We can all hope so. Well, Michael, while he is playing at Amherst Park, so we're happy that you're joining us.
Thank you, Joe. Good to be with you, and let's get the Bills back on track after the bye.
Let's do it. And, Michael, I know we'll be talking a few times leading up to an election. I look forward to it.
Take care.
That is Erie County GOP Chairman Michael Crocker.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.